Good morning. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. You let us come to your house, and now it is the time for us to know you more. Please open our heart, our mind, so that we can understand and we can know your heart, because it is important for us to know your heart. By knowing you, we want to live according to your purpose. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, come upon us and teach us to do this word in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible from the book of Jonah. From the book of Jonah. So, if any one of us rise from Sunday school, we start to remember, oh, Jonah is a prophet who lived 3 days, 3 nights in stomach fish. And then our minds start to think, is it true or it just a legend like that? But when the Bible say like that, there is nothing impossible. Jonah lived 3 days, 3 nights in fish stomach. But today I don't want to discuss about this part. I want to bring you guys to see the heart of God from the book of Jonah. Because for me, the book of Jonah is not only the story of Jonah, but the book of Jonah also is the story of God. From this book, we can understand, we want to know who is our God and what kind of heart that God wants to tell us. As a believer, we need to know, to have, and to do like our God. That's why, first of all, we need to know his heart. There are many books talk about God's hearts, but today we want to learn from the book of Jonah. Really, when I prepare this message, I'm thanks God because I can see how God is from the book of Jonah. So we read from the chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Now the word of Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come upon me, before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, first of all, we need to know that our God is a perfect God. He has perfect standard. When I see this verse, go to Nineveh, that great city. Go to Nineveh, that great city. Two times, the writer told us that Nineveh is an amazing city. If we see from the chapter 3, we can see other explanation. Arise, go to Nineveh, chapter 3, verse 2, the great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of God. Now Nineveh was exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in extent. Great city, 3 days' journey. If I compare to Hong Kong, I think I can take a walk from Kennedy Town to Chai Wan, 12 hours enough. Yeah, I think 12 hours enough for me to take a walk if I want to do it. but I want to do it. I just use tram and then 1 hour, and I can from Kennedytown to Taiwan and go back to Canada in 2 hours. The city of Nineveh, 3 days. You imagine when Old Testament said the great city, that's mean many people in that city, and then the city is beautiful, and then there are a lot of luxury thing. But brothers and sisters, in front of God, God didn't see that one. God see there is something wrong in the city of Jonah. That's why I said God's standard is perfect standard. That's why God called Jonah, go and preach to the city of Jonah. Why Jonah need to preach at city of Nineveh? Because there is sin in the midst of city of Nineveh. Brothers and sisters, we need to learn and we need to do same like God. God never compromise with sin. I just teach my kid about this, and I asked Kadia, do you know durian? Yes, I like durian. Do you know how hard the skin of durian? Yes, of course. It can hurt your finger. And then I want to know, how can a caterpillar go inside the fruit of durian? Oh, I don't know, Papa. I don't know. Then I explain it. Caterpillar cannot go in the fruit of durian because the skin is too hard. But how can? Sometimes when we buy a durian, we open it and we can find some caterpillar inside the durian. All because when the durian tree has the flower and then some insect come and then put the egg off inside and then grow together with the fruit of durian, and then the seed become a worm or a caterpillar inside. Something small thing, and then grow together. And after grow together, the durian become very big, but inside there is a caterpillar. Few years ago, when I read a newspaper, I read a story of United States Air Force plane. We know that United has many series for the plane. One of them is F-16. My country, Indonesia, buy 12 planes from United States. And then one day I read the story that the engine of the plane have some problem. What's the problem? There is some broke in the part of the engine. And the broke is very small, just like our hair. And then United States take all the plane and recheck again. Why? If they still use this airplane with this kind of engine, one day the plane will blow up. Small thing. One more thing, small thing. So brothers and sisters, if we allow small sin in our life, then one day the sin become big and big. Yesterday, I talked with my friend from Indonesia. We shared a lot of things. And then he said, because of traffic jam, now there are so many families in Jakarta, they have problem. What's the problem? So he said like this. Husband from office go back to home, traffic jam. Because traffic jam, and then the husband stopped at Starbucks. And another woman carrier from office go back to the house. Also because of traffic jam, stop at Starbucks. And then because Starbucks is very full, and then they sit close. First, just see, hello. And then Another day, hey, you come again. Then they chat one each other. After they say, and they hand like this, hey, 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 not enough. And then they go, hey, it's boring if we every day just drink Starbucks. How about go to Pacific Cafe? After Pacific Cafe, how about we go to another cafe? And then, how about we go to that hotel cafe? How about we try to this room? I heard there a 50% discount. Of course, they do not rent two rooms. They just rent one room. How about we take a bath together? And then after that, you know the story. From small sin, become a big sin. I learned from the book of Jonah. Nineveh is a great city, but small in the eyes of God. Why? Because there is a sin. God called Jonah so that Nineveh can repent. Brothers and sisters, if now your condition is very big and great in front of people, you need to check, is there something sin that you still keep it? If there is, you need to repent, because God doesn't compromise with this kind of problem. That's number one. Number two, I learned from God what kind of heart that He has. Now we read verse 1, chapter 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind onto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. This happened because verse 3 told us that, but Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. God called Jonah, go to Tarshish. Go to Nineveh. But Jonah said, no. No, I won't go to Tarshish. Yeah. God called you to one place, but you say, no. I want to go to another place. Yeah. According the Old Testament law, Jonah will get punished, and the punish is death penalty. But the Bible told us, God give second chance for Jonah. So I learned something, that God has patient heart. As a servant of God, we need to have patient heart. We cannot right away, today you did a sin and go away. Don't come back again. Cannot. God has patient heart. He know that Jonah did something wrong, but he want Jonah to repent. That's why God give him a problem. There is a big wind, and then also the ship will collapse, and then Jonah throw away to the sea. Now, brothers and sisters, we need to understand, in this kind of situation, same like our life. If one day you have a lot of problem, family problem, business problem, a healthy problem, or communication problem, first of all, you need to sit down and then ask yourself, is there something wrong that I did? So cause this all trouble. When I see the problem, I always see from spiritual side. If there is no problem, then God tests us so that we can upgrade to higher class. If there is a problem, because my relationship with God, something problem, then we need to repent. God doesn't suddenly eliminate us, but God wants to remind us. God is patient God. He waits for you so that you can repent. That's the second point. The third point I learned from chapter 2, verse 2. I cry out to the Lord because of my affliction, and He answered me. I like this sentence. He answered me. But sometimes we didn't hear that God always or already answered us. He answered me. Stubborn people will say, when God spoke to me, I didn't hear. Anybody can hear your watch right now? The engine of your watch? Or anybody here who has a big watch in dining room? Or, where's our watch? Okay, this watch. No one can hear because there are a lot of people in this room. But if you come to this place tonight, midnight, you sit here, then you can hear. Why we cannot hear that God already answered our prayer? Because our ear not focused to the Lord. We pray, but we cannot sit still and quiet in front of God. Too many things we think. We think about A, B, C plan. But when we sit, be still and know that I am Lord, at that moment, we can hear that God answer our prayer. No matter how big your problem, how deep your situation, the Bible told us, when you pray, God answer your prayer. When Jonah prayed to God, the position of Jonah is not on the earth, but in the midst of the sea, in the midst of fish stomach. Jonah prayed to God, and God answered Jonah. The situation of Jonah is a picture of lower position of his life. But even lower position in his life, God still answered his prayer. I believe that our God is perfect God. 24 hours. Never sleep, never take a rest, just in order to take care of us. If you have any problem, come and pray to Him, and He will answer you. For sure, He will answer you. That's the third point. The fourth point, chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. So he prayed to the Lord and said, Ah, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled personally to Tarshish. For I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then the Lord said, Is it right for you to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat under it in the shade, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord prepared a plan and make it come over Jonah, that it might be set from his head to deliver him from his misery. So Jonah was very grateful for the plan. But as morning dawned the next day, God prepared a womb, and it so damaged the plan that it withered. And it happened when the sun arose, God prepared a fierce east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. Then he wished that for himself and said, "It is better for me to die than to live." Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to angry be about the plan?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry, even to die." But Lord said, "You have had pity on the plan for weeks. You have not labored, nor made it grow, which come out in the night and perish in the night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between the right hand and their left, and marks its livestock?" Brothers and sisters, fourth point about God. I see that God has loving heart. Loving God. He said, "Great city, which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand." Of course, at the beginning I said, Nineveh is a great city. Many people, a modern city, and then this tell us 120%. God loves Nineveh. God has loving heart. Different with Jonah. Jonah doesn't have loving heart. He did the work because the job. When I read this story, I remember. Let us open Luke chapter 15. Luke 15, I read from 28. "But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I make merry with my friend. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlot, you killed the fatty calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make a merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'" Do you agree if I said Jonah, same with this elder son? Agree? Jonah, same with this elder son. Jonah unhappy to see Nineveh repent to God. The elder son was unhappy to see the younger brother come back to God. Why they don't have this kind of happiness? Because they don't have loving heart. Brothers and sisters, this story reminds us. We come to the church. We serve God. Do we have loving heart? Or we did all the ministry because of our duty? We did this all ministry because we afraid that God will punish us if we didn't do it. We did all this ministry because of our social status. We did this all ministry because we don't want PSAM say something bad to us. If we did all this kind of ministry without loving heart, then all will be zero. One day when we have problem, I believe we will do the same thing like Jonah and elder brother. We need to have loving heart. Ministry always bring tears to us. If you love God and you do ministry and you never cry, then I want to tell you, you haven't do great ministry. Ministry always bring tear. When tear come out from your eyes and you still do the ministry, that's mean you have loving heart. God loved Nineveh. God loved younger brother. That's why when they come back, God has open heart. Sometimes we have problem in the church. Brothers and sisters has argued, and then after that we say, I don't want to see you. 2 months after that, brother who did some mistake come back again, and we still angry. We still don't want to forgive them. We say, no. If we did like this, then I want to tell you, you need to ask loving heart from God. So this morning we learned 4 things. First, God is perfect standard. Second, God is patient God. Third, God is the God who answer your prayer. And the last and the most important, we learn that God is loving God. He want everybody come to Him. We need to ask this kind of heart so that we can do ministry and we can glorify God. Let us close our eyes and we try to remember this message. And we ask God to give anything that we don't have, especially loving heart. Ask God to give you loving heart. If we don't have loving heart, then we all seem like elder brother. We don't have happiness. We don't have joyful. If we have loving heart, even our tears come out because of our ministry, we still say, God, I love you. I still want to serve you. I hunger for lost soul. Give us loving heart. It is the time to show our life for our friends who are suffer in many kind of problem. We pray for them who has cancer, in chemo and surgery recover. We pray that God give them perfect recovery, take out every disease and give them perfect. Let's pray together. We pray for some people who are sick, and also we pray for their salvation. We know that God is loving God, and then He will open their heart so that they can see Jesus as their Savior. Let's pray together. We pray for some of our friends. They need a job. We pray that God will open the way for them. Let's pray together. Today we have mission focus. We pray for Cambodia. Yeah. We pray for our sister Grace, Pastor Robert O, Pastor Tang, worship team, art team, and Bloom team. They are going to Cambodia in this week for do some ministry. We pray that God will bless them. And second point, we pray for both P. Sam, Lisa, and another sister, brothers. We pray that God will give them wisdom in leading this church. Let's pray together for these 2 points. Father, we know that you love Cambodia. That's why you send people go there to do mission. We pray that mission team from SP can bring good news for them. We also pray for Grace Chong, Pastor O, and other pastors who serve at Cambodia. Give them your power, loving heart in doing this ministry. Thank you, Father. Today we also pray for our board, PSM, Lisa, and all brothers and sisters. They are our leader in this church, Father. We pray that your wisdom come upon them so that in leading this church, they lead according to your will. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We also pray for hospitality ministry welcoming, and also we pray for SP Leadership Institute. Now, spiritual warfare is one subject that we give for the church member, so that through this class, every member aware, and they always alert and use spiritual weapon to attack every enemy, so that we always live in peaceful in front of God. Let's pray together. Bapa, kami juga berdoa untuk hospitalist ministry, Bapa. Terima kasih untuk bidang ini, supaya melalui bidang ini Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful time. You remind us that we need to have loving heart before we leave this place. We really ask you to put your heart into our heart so that loving heart is ours. We really need your loving heart. We want it, Father. Give it to us. And we use this heart to serve you now and forever. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.